This is the Vintage Truth Podcast with Jeff Kinley, reaching over 80 countries worldwide. It's time to go deep and grow strong. Now, here's Jeff.
Okay, so welcome to the Vintage Truth Podcast, and I'm Jeff Kinley, your host, and I'm very excited to be with you today because we're continuing in this little series called The Urgency of Bible Prophecy. And just real quickly, just to remind you, you can listen to the Vintage Truth Podcast on the Edify Podcast Network. That's E-D-I-F-I. You see a lot of other podcasts there as well. Prophecy Pros are also over there. But I just wanted to tell you about that. The conference that we're doing is almost completely full. This is so exciting. And we're doing this Ozark Mountain Prophecy Summit deal in Branson, Missouri, April 15th through the 18th. And the reason that we cut it off, because we wanted it to be smaller and intimate. So we're capping it at 200, and we're almost there. Guys, it's going to be so much fun. I can't wait to be with you and just to see what the Lord does when His gathering, His people gather together as a remnant, people who want truth, who want to know about how to discern the times, what's going on. So anyway, check that out, the Ozark Mountain Prophecy Summit.com. Okay, so we've been talking about the reasons why Bible prophecy is so urgent today. And if you'll recall, the first two episodes, we talked about because of the condition of the church. Then we talked about because of the state of the world that we're in. And I want to give you a third reason here today. The reason why Bible prophecy is so incredibly urgent right now is because of the rise of false teachers, the rise of false teachers that are out there. Now, when I say that, you know, people immediately just go, wait, what are you talking about? Who are these false teachers that are out there today? We have to understand that Satan works in two ways. He works blatantly. I mean, Satan comes up to your front door, knocks on the door, say, hey, I'm Satan. I'm here to ruin your life and eat you like a lion. He's like that with his lies. He's very bold with his lies. And in fact, we're seeing that today in culture where he's not even hiding anymore in some ways because the lies that he's telling in culture, the things that he's saying out there about morality, it's just like they've kind of caught on. They've kind of gotten some traction. And so he's not even hiding it anymore. So that's one way he works. The other way he works is very, very deceptively. In other words, he mixes truth in with lie. And as I've told you before, discernment is not the ability just to know the difference between right and wrong. It's discernment is the ability to know the difference between right and almost right and or almost correct, you know, scripturally and theologically speaking. And so Satan will kind of weave in just a little bit of deception with, you know, 80% truth. He's okay with that because he knows if he can just get the deception to stick, then he's got you. Now, why is this so important concerning the last days? Well, one of the ways that we can understand what's happening in our world right now is by looking at what Scripture says is going to happen. And then we kind of retroactively go back and say, well, are there anything right now that Scripture talks about or that we're seeing happening that is setting the stage for those future things to happen? And when the first thing that Jesus said when his disciples asked him, they said, Lord, what will be the sign of your coming and what will be the sign of the coming of the end of the age? In other words, what's going to be the sign of the last days? And the very first words out of Jesus' mouth in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 4, he says, and Jesus answered and said to them, see to it that no one misleads you. In other words, the very first thing Christ wanted us to know is that we should be protected from false teaching. And that's why he says, see to it that no one misleads you, that deception, that no one deceives you, that no one confuses you, that no one misdirects you. And why? Well, he says in verse 5, for many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. So he's telling us right now that many people are going to be misled in the last days. And of course, here he's speaking, I believe, specifically about the tribulation period. But here's the principle. The tribulation period is going to begin with a great crisis. And that crisis, I believe, is going to be the rapture of the church. And there's going to be massive chaos that goes on after that. Out of that will come, in the void of leadership, will come these false Christs, these counterfeit Christs, these false messiahs, these gurus, these spiritual leaders that are going to come out to try to guide people. And then he says, many will come actually in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. People will claim to be Jesus in the last days. And we've seen this all around the world. There's many people who have claimed to be Christ. In fact, the most recent one is this guru over in Russia, in Siberia, actually, that established this, basically this commune of people. And they were gathered together to basically follow this man who said he was the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. He was a former traffic cop over there in Russia that suddenly one day said he had an epiphany. He said he was Jesus. And he's since then been arrested. He's now in prison, looking very less Jesus-y than he used to, with his robe and coming out of the mountains to give wisdom. But all that to say, there's going to be false Christ. Now here's how we apply this, or how this, I think, relates to where we are right now. In the last days, there's going to be a rise of false teachers. What scripture and what prophecy does for us is that, number one, it helps us identify these people so that we know not to follow them or listen to their teachings. But secondly, it prevents us from being disturbed or confused or shaken concerning the end times. Sometimes people will be completely shaken out of their composure, their peace, because of something that's happened in the world, and they think, well, is he the Antichrist, or is this mean the rapture is going to happen today, or whatever, and people will get kind of, you know, freaked out about it. And what Bible prophecy does is that it helps us to recognize these false teachers. So let's get more specific here. 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul writes this. He says, but the Spirit explicitly says that in later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Well, what are these deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons? Well, there's many things we could talk about here, but he lists, basically, he says they're men who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from foods which God has created to be gratefully shared. He's talking there specifically about the Judaizers and how they will come in and try to capture the minds of Christians through legalism and through believing that your relationship with God is a works-oriented thing. In other words, you have to continually worry about whether or not you're pleasing God, and you never know that if you are completely, really, so you better be doing what we tell you to do. These are people who like to control other people. These are strong personalities that love to control other people. And the Bible tells us in other places that these are just people who like to captivate the weak. They like to, come in and persuade people because they realize that some people have weak personalities. In fact, over in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he gets more specific. He says, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. And he says, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy. He goes on and on and on. He says, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, and avoid such men as these. For among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women, weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses, always learning and never coming to a knowledge of the truth. And what he's talking about there are false teachers that are adept and skilled at getting into the minds of people, okay? In other words, they create for themselves a following to where people only follow them. They only listen to them. And they teach their own brand. Now watch this now. They teach their own brand of God, their own brand of the Bible and spirituality and Christianity and faith and living the Christian life as kind of the only way. And you sort of lock on to a brand of their way of thinking. And that might be, you know, living your best life today or having your best self or being the best version of yourself or whatever that might be. Or it might be something a little bit more overtly demonic. But there are people today that are basically, they're caving into worldly philosophy and their and worldly values and immoral values, and they're basically taking those values and they're bringing them back into the scripture and retroactively writing them into the Bible. And the way they do that is by redefining the terms that we have always believed are true in the Bible, in everything from marriage to sexuality to morality to relationships to everything. And they're basically rewriting the Bible with their false teaching. Now, there are many, many ways that people mislead others by being false teachers. They can stray doctrinally, and which is part of what the great apostasy in the end times is really all about. It's about people straying from what the scripture says about God and about, you know, morality and about life and everything. I mean, these are people that we really have to be on the lookout for. And here's why. Today, because of the internet, today, because of how easy it is to have access to people on Instagram, there are Instagram influencers, okay, watch this now, that are teaching spiritual truth through these little 15-second videos. And, you know, they'll pop into your Instagram feed and they'll say, listen, I've got a word of God from you, word from God. Are you this? Are you that? Well, then you need to do this. And you leave, and they're in and out. And it's, you know, maybe some good-looking guy or gal or they're hip or whatever. And all of a sudden, you're like, wow, that's so cool. But the question is that really coming from the Bible? And or even if they're using a Bible verse, who are these people? I mean, what credentials do they have? And I'm not saying that every person who does that is off theologically. I'm not saying that at all, because there are a lot of great people that are doing this kind of thing, and I praise God for them. But we do need to test the spirits, as 1 John 4 says. We need to test every spirit to say, is what they're saying from the Bible, or is the verse they're quoting actually the way that verse was meant to be quoted? And what you'll find is, if you listen to enough of these things, is you'll find out whether or not overall they're consistently in harmony, in sync with Scripture. But, you know, nobody follows us around when we're checking our social media. And so that's why we have to have the Holy Spirit inside of us and a knowledge of the Word of God that He works with to be able to make those kind of discernment calls. And so doctrinally is one way that people do that. Another way that people do it is just in terms of their behavior. In other words, their behavior doesn't match up with their beliefs, or their behavior doesn't jive with Scripture. And I'll give you just a quick example. There was a very well-known New York pastor who was Mr. Hip guy, Mr. Skinny Jeans, you know, big giant glasses wearing kind of guy with a shaved side haircut. I mean, he was just, you know, the epitome of the person who's trying really, really hard. But anyway, this guy was a very famous, well-known pastor, and he got on The View. It was on The View, yeah. And they asked him about abortion, and he wavered. They just point blank asked him if abortion was wrong, and he wouldn't answer the question because he wanted to be popular with them. He wanted to be liked by them. What he did say was, well, I just want to hear someone's story first, which was just a wimpy way of getting out of being criticized and crucified for believing that murdering children is a wrong. And later on, it was found out this guy was having multiple affairs, and he's, you know, fired from his job, and who knows, he'll pop up again. Trust me. I'll give you another example. And I'm not saying these people can't be restored at all. That's not at all what I'm saying. We as Christians, we don't devour our own. We don't eat our own, shoot our wounded, you know? So we need to be careful about that. But another example would be a very well-known Christian singer, female, young girl, beautiful, one of the best voices to ever come out of the Christian music scene in recent years. And she was asked on a national program, national radio program, about homosexuality, whether she believed it was wrong. And instead of just simply saying it, it's wrong. Yeah, the Bible says, it's not my opinion, the Bible says, and then just quote the Bible. She said, well, it's not for me to judge. Only God can judge. I'll leave that to others. Why did she do that? Because she didn't want to be controversial, because she didn't want to be bold. She didn't want to be attacked for her beliefs, or she really doesn't know, which is even more sad than that. Now, I again, in my response initially, that was, Lord help the pastor who's this person's pastor, if she has one, or if she has any kind of spiritual leaders. People in high profile positions, whether they be pastors, some of these pastors, or Christian singers, or bloggers, or influencers of any kind, everyone needs to be discipled. You know, they need input into their life of solid biblical truth so that they can be guided. Every Timothy needs a Paul in some way. It doesn't have to be a formal relationship in every situation, but there needs to be somebody there. And this person is singing great music, but they have no infrastructure in their own spirit of biblical theology. So they're basically a prop. They're basically being set up out there because of their talent. And my friend, that's exactly what happens with some high-profile celebrity pastors. They're just really good speakers. They're just really, really good salesmen. They have great personalities, great presence. They know how to captivate a crowd. They would be just as good at a TED Talk or a motivational Kiwanis Club, you know, speech that they're giving. They could sell anything. They just happen to be selling the Bible, selling principles, or, you know, semi-biblical principles. So I say that to say we have to be careful to separate the personality from the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to close with this verse here because I think this perfectly applies to this topic and why we need Bible prophecy, because prophecy cuts through all that and helps us recognize those false teachers, because in the Bible, he actually tells us that they're going to come, these false teachers. But listen to what Paul wrote to the Corinthians. See if this sounds like modern day celebrity preachers here. He says, when I came to you, this is 1 Corinthians 2:1, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Why'd you do that, Paul? Well, next verse. That your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. So what he's saying there is that our faith has to be grounded always in God's vintage truth, in the truth of God. That's where our root system, our spiritual root system goes. And it is up to you as a developing, discerning, maturing believer in Jesus Christ to grow. It's your responsibility to do what you need to do so the Holy Spirit can grow you to a point where you can discern and recognize and tell the difference. It's almost like my wife can tell the difference because she's an artist between all these different colors and hues and color patterns and stuff. I'm just going, isn't that just red? No, it's not red. And so that's what we need to do in terms of our spiritual lives and recognizing false teachers and the rise of false teachers. And just watch this. They're only going to increase both out in the world and inside the church as we continue ramping up to the last days. You're going to see more and more false teaching, which means that those who really teach the truth are going to begin to be more marginalized, even within the evangelical Christian community. You're going to be marginalized for speaking up for what's right, for declaring it without any makeup on, you know, just saying, hey, this is raw, true, feral truth here. So watch out for the false teachers and be sure to stay anchored to the scripture. Hey, next time we're going to talk about another reason why Bible prophecy is so urgent. Thank you so much for listening to the Vintage Truth Podcast. And check out my new book, Aftershocks, on sale April 13th.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth Podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.